I think this is going to go into the next subject, but I yes. think the whole purpose of that high school kid doing that shooting yes. was the main topic that we want to talk about, bullying.
Bullying.
You know, me and Aziz was just, shout out to Aziz. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, bullying.
And bullying. So
was he bullied, this kid?
I think he was bullied. That's why he felt like that. But then that's basically been the MO ever since we're growing up. But you see, what's scarier now?
Yes.
When we're growing up, it's physical bullying.
Yeah, now.
We only get bullied whenever we see the person.
And it was almost normal for kids to face some type of bullying. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? You know, in some ways, that made us stronger too.
Exactly.
Like, it made us tougher.
Yeah.
But now, with dealing with that mental illness and mental health,
yes,
cyberbullying is what's actually killing kids more than actually physically bullying. Okay, yeah, you know, because back then, there was some kids who got bullied so much that they committed suicide.
Yeah,
you know, we had one in my neighborhood growing up in Downey too. But that's not often. Sad, but cyberbullying, it's like almost 10 kids a day commit suicide or attempt to commit suicide
from cyberbullying. Then they got to face this. They have to address this, man. I think bullying is, you know, usually a person that bullies someone, he has issues or she have issues. You know what I mean? It's some underlying issues with a person. If you bully somebody, you're trying to escape from something yourself. So both of them is a victim. You know what I mean? Unfortunately. But I think, and also we living in a time where they water, like everything is watered down. Like in our generation, we got bullied, but we fought back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I hated bullies growing up. You know what I mean? I hated bullies growing up. I always stood up for the underdog. I didn't allow that. You know what I mean? Even though I was little, but I always, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I remember,
you're a scrapper, though.
I remember when I was doing my documentary and I had to reach out to like people from elementary school so that Youssef, shout out to Jonathan Youssef, to interview them. And one girl that I went to school with, she said, all I can remember is that he used to curse like a seller. Stock for the lie. He said he used to curse, but he always stood up for the underdogs.
Yeah,
that's how it was, bro. I hated bullying. Like, you couldn't bully nobody in front of me, man. I can't ignore it. You know what I mean? But I think bullying is also a bullier has some type of underlying issue that makes him feel he have to feel this certain way. So what message can we give to kids that's being bullied? That I would say, in most cases, they're stronger than the bully. Because the bully is weak for even trying to bully you. The bully has some type of low self-esteem, some type of low self-confidence, and he's trying to make himself or herself feel better. So my message to the kids that's being bullied, know automatically that you are already stronger than that bully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The one that's bullying, you have more confidence, you're already stronger mentally, so don't let them get you like that. But what's your message, bro?
Honestly, when it comes to bullying, okay, they always say, ignore it, you know, be the bigger man and just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just like in prison, dude.
Yeah,
when you go to prison, you want to knock out the biggest dude in prison so nobody messes with you.
Yes.
You're going to have to stick up for yourself. And even if you get beat down.
Yes. But now with cyberbullying.
Take that beat down. But you see, that's the thing. That's the thing.
How
with
can they
generation.
Deal with cyberbullying?
Purple.
What's purple?
That's what I say when I don't know the answer. Like,
wow, it's real talk.
Cyberbullying? I don't know.
Real talk, bro.
It's
we
so
don't know
hard.
How to face it because we come from a different generation.
Unless you take away all the social media and phones and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way to get away from cyberbullying.
And you gotta, like I tell my kids, I say, look, man, people on the internet gonna say bad things regardless. You just gotta understand. And I tell them, I said, the person behind that screen saying bad things can be a geek. It can be a retarded grown man, stock for the lie, like grown men acting like a kid, like you got some psycho stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I always tell my kids, you ain't no telling who's behind that phone or that computer. So one look at it like, ain't no telling who's behind it.
Yeah.
So don't let them get under you too much. You know what I mean? So my advice to the kids, I don't know either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what I tell my kids, be prepared. People going to say bad stuff to you. You just got to have thick skin. Like, this is the world we living in. You're going to hear bad things. Doesn't mean it's true. You know what I mean?
I tell my kids, if you feel like you're getting cyberbullying and they're talking negative about you and like talking smack to you and trying to do something.
Yes.
It means that you're doing a good job.
Good. That's a good way to
their job is to be haters. Let them hate.
Yeah, let them hate, man.
If you don't have any haters,
you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you need to go back and redo it then.
Real talk.
That's how she sees it. So like,
that's good.
Especially at her age right now, she's 14, 15.
Wow, wow.
You know, 14, 15.
Yeah, I got a 13-year-old
daughter. The reason I say it like that, because in Korea, she's 15, but
Yeah,
the U.S. is 14.
Yeah, man, it's difficult to keep the time that we're living in now, because I think people seem a little, the generation is a little softer, I think.
I call it the trophy generation.
Yes, you know, I'm glad that we was raised in the 80s and the 90s where it made us who we are. But our kids, of course, one of the goals of raising kids, we don't want to raise them. We want to raise them better than the way we was raised.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we don't want them to be weakling. Yeah, we don't want to, you know, what you just said is correct. We don't want to cripple them. We don't want them to feel like we want to raise them. We don't want them to go through what we went through.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I look at it like, bro, to believe it or not, like what the stuff that I went through, I feel like it made me who I am today. If I just had an easy life, I'm thankful that I didn't just have an easy life. I'm really thankful for everything I went through. I'm thankful for that. You know what I mean? So, but we want our kids to have an easy life.
Yeah.
But so we don't want their life to be so easy that when something come to them that's a little different, that it makes them so uncomfortable that they don't know how to deal with it. You know what I mean? So we got to train our kids or raise them to know, look, life ain't always easy. You might hear some stuff on the internet. They might call you ugly. They might call you bad words. Doesn't mean it's true. You got to face that this is the time we're living in. You can't let these words or these people on the internet make you feel a certain way when they don't even know you.
But you see, I think the parents have a big, big hand in this.
Of course.
Because the reason why I call it trophy generation, and yeah. I know a lot of parents, this generation parents,
yes.
They're like, they don't want to say nothing negative to them. They don't want them to feel any negativity. But you know what? That's what makes them stronger.
That's going
to
make them stronger.
When they grow up and they go into the real world,
of course,
nothing's going to be given to them.
Of course.
Why I call it the trophy generation. Because I don't let my kids play any organized sports in like Little League and all that.
Yeah.
I would love to.
How come?
Because there's no competition.
Wow.
What I want my kids to learn is, okay, you guys lost the championship.
Yes.
Don't cry about it. On the summertime, practice even harder.
Yes.
So you can win it and learn to overcome failure. So when you grow up and you go into the real world, you're in a corporate, like a billion-dollar corporation, and the CEO is like tearing you down, you're not going to get weak and jump off the building. Instead, you're going to be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to show you up. I'm going to work even harder and prove you wrong. That's what we got to learn, but the new generation don't do that.
I agree.
And that's when I was in the military, the reason why I got out early also was because I couldn't handle it anymore. Because I could, like,
from
before.
From which standpoint?
When I was a private and I screwed up, my NCO, he would drill me. He would take me out to the grass, make me do grass drills to a point where I'm ready to just pass out and die because I'm so tired. Wow. You know, like getting hazed. Yeah, I didn't like getting hazed, but it did make me stronger.
Yeah.
But now, if a soldier is late for formation, like for example, and I'm like, why were you late? You know damn well you're supposed to be here 10 minutes prior. I'll get in trouble.
He might start crying.
Now I have to be like, it's okay, come on. Fall into formation. It's okay, you know. It's okay.
Yeah, we live in a different times, man. You know, I think the people are weaker now.
And so like the first time that they get scolded, I want to commit suicide. You know, they do that crap.
Because they never faced failure. Yeah, they didn't learn failure.
That's what's wrong.
You usually got to face hardships to know how to overcome them.
Yeah.
But if you don't face no hardship, you don't face anything difficulty in life, then you're not going to know how to face it in the future. So I think the kids got to go through these things.
And then the parents.
You know what I mean? I think they got to go through these things sometimes.
They do, but it's the parents that won't let them. Like
I want my kids to go. I want you to talk crap to my kids on the internet sometimes.
Yeah.
So they can know, I can say, see? We living in a world that's not easy.
It's not all rainbows and sunshine.
I would tell him, but doesn't mean what he said to you is true. You don't take it to heart, but you got to face this. Life is not easy. So I look at it like you got to go through some difficulties in order to shape character, bro. You know what I mean?
Nobody's
doing it, man.
This generation. And again, that goes into the parents.
Yeah.
You know, like even when the kid screws up, they don't punish him. Mm. Or, you know, discipline them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't want to show negativity.
Wow.
You know, like, I don't get that. It's like, come on.
Yeah, you got to be balanced. Life is about balance. You have to be balanced. You know what I mean? Life, unfortunately, we have good people. We have bad people.
Yeah.
You have good people going to say good things to you at times. People going to say bad to you. So you have to be prepared to be able to deal with both. The good things, don't let it get to your head. Like, I always try to tell my kids, don't let the good things get to your head or the bad things get to your head. Okay? You take everything with a grain of salt. But this is life. You're going to have to deal with it. Everything is not going to be easy. You know what I mean? Everything is not going to be easy, man. So I think it's important that, like you said, the kids got to be balanced. They need some toughen up.
Because that's what I say to my kids, too.
Should we just take the kids, line them up, and start slapping them?
No, yeah, I know, right? Because we talked about that a couple of episodes before. Like, we're for that.
Even in America, you know, some situations where I'm not sure if it's in every state now, that if they discipline their children, they can go to jail. The kids can call the kids can call the cops.
The kids be narking on their parents, you know? Like,
bruh, so how you expect for us to be able to keep a hold of our kids outside of the house if we don't even have authority to put them in check inside the house? Like, now in America, in certain states, if you hit your kids, that's abuse, Aki. They can call the cops and say, my parents, and they will come lock the cops up.
Yeah.
So the kids don't have no respect.
The parents up.
Yeah, to lock the parents up, I mean. So the kids have no respect for their parents. How you expect them to have respect for people outside?
Yeah. Like, I tell my kids, always try to first see the best in people.
Yes.
But don't trust them.
Of course, of course, of course.
You know,
give them the benefit of doubt.
Give them the benefit of doubt.
My brother don't trust everybody. I'm like, I'm the type of person, if I meet someone, I trust them until they show me otherwise.
Yeah.
My brother Mooney, he said, I don't trust nobody from the jump. Like, every time I talk to my brother Mooney, he said, man, why you trust this dude? I say, bro, I'm the type, especially in business. Let me tell you how it works. Like, if I do business with an individual, I have to trust you. I can't be working, being paranoid and say, did he do that? Did he say that? I'm going to trust you until you show me the opposite. You know what I mean? Yeah. And maybe that's why I got crossed a lot in business. Bro, people stole so much money from me in business.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe because I was, but I can't go into a business paranoid, bro. You know what I mean? It's unhealthy. But my brother Mooney always say, see, you always trusting people. That's why they got you.
Yeah.
Me, Mooney said, I don't trust nobody. I don't have business partners. He don't even want business partners.
He's like, if I can't do it myself,
every time I say you want to invest in this, I know this dude, he might want to invest. Nope, I don't want no business partners.
Well, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Thank God you trust me, though. I haven't
trust
you wrong yet.
No, I trust you. You didn't show me nothing opposite. You're a good dude, man.
Did Mooney tell you don't trust him either?
Nah, Mooney just said he don't trust nobody. Yeah. But I understand why, you know what I mean?
No, I feel him too.
I understand why he, you know, what he went through. You know what I mean? My brother, he went through a lot. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to teach my kids. You
know? He went through a lot, even though I went through a lot too. But my brother really went through a lot. I'm talking about, he remember my parents getting murdered vividly.
Yeah.
He remembered.
I mean, he's the one who
saw. And then he got shot in the stomach close range. Then he got a house shot up 21 times. And to the point that he was saying that he was facing some, you know what I mean? Like, he was diagnosed, and it's nothing, PTSD.
Yeah.
It's no need to be embarrassed to say it, but he went and seeked help without getting medication. He don't take medication.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything, you know, dependent on Allah. But he faced the reality, like, this is what I'm dealing with because of what I went through in my past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
like you said, he doesn't trust anybody. He doesn't trust medication either.
Yeah, he doesn't trust medication.
That's why he's not
vaccinated. He doesn't trust nobody. He's not vaccinated. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, everybody's, you know, what we go through in life shape us on how we deal with situations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I maybe because I'm the type of individual, even though I got crossed a lot in the music industry, but I always had something in me, man. I'm going to trust that person until he showed me opposite. Some people the opposite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you the homie. If I ain't trust you, you wouldn't even be on the podcast.
Right.
I wouldn't even be on the podcast
show
with you, bro.
This with me in the first place. Yeah, I feel you. No, yeah. Hey, shout out to all those oppressed. Shout out to the ones who got bullied and triumphed over it.
Definitely.
And for the bullies, you need to get checked.
You need to get help too, the bullies.
Yeah.
And also for those that are being bullied, man, you have to really understand, man, toughen up. Realize that these people, one, they don't even know the real you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know the true you. So don't let their words affect you. Don't let what they saying affect you. You know yourself. You know what I mean? You know you're a good person, and that's all that matters. Don't let these words, you know what I mean? Be strong, be tough.
And don't be scared,
you know,
to speak up.
And
you
speak
know?
Up, if take up for yourself,
if you have some mental issues, don't be afraid to air it out. Right now, at this day and age, what's good about this generation, though?
Yes.
Is you could be openly say stuff like that. Back in the days, we can't tell our parents, I think something's wrong with me, I'm depressed.
Smack.
Exactly.
Now are you undepressed?
Yeah.
And they was,
how about that?
Our therapy growing up.
I'll give
up,
you a reason to be depressed.
Yeah, that's exactly
you
what
know?
They said.
That's my parents said.
Yeah, they said, whoop us. And I'm crying. They said, I'm going to give you a reason to cry.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you already gave me the reason.
You beat me for
20
minutes. Yeah, yeah, they get that smack. That's how we got undepressed.
Yeah, but shout out to those. And if you need mental help, go seek it. Don't be afraid.
Real talk. I seen a meme. Like, it was a dude. They were saying, like, growing up in the black families, when we used to come to our parents and say I'm depressed, they say depressed. Now go depress some dishes. Go depress some dishes in the kitchen right now.
I used to say, my daughter used to come to me and say, Papa, when am I gonna get allowance? I'm like, allowance? I allow you to live. How's that? There's your allowance.
Real talk, bro.
I think that's old school.
That's old school.
All right, folks. All right. So yeah, make sure you go seek help. You know, that's a real big issue right now in America, all over the world.
Definitely.
You know,
stand up for yourself. But what we mean is not go stand up in a violent way.
Yeah.
We don't mean you stand up and go get a gun and start shooting. No, we mean stand up for yourself. Don't let people bully you. Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Somebody hits you, you have a right to hit back. You have a right to defend yourself. Yeah. But we don't mean go be a violent individual. We just want to clear that up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We want to clear that up. But stand up for yourself. You know what I mean? If they bully on your lawn, block them. You know what I mean? Block them again. Or make your accounts private. Yeah. Only have family and friends. Like, there's ways to get over these losers. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And then, like I told my kids, I'm saying it to you guys. Yes. If you guys are getting cyberbullied, guess what? It means you're doing a good job.
For sure. They hating.
Let them hate.
Let them hate.
That's their job, is to be haters. Let them hate. Don't let it get to you. Know that you're doing a good job. Because guess what? All those celebrities that are rich and famous, they get bullied all the time cyberly about, like, they get criticized about everything and they get hated on.
That's why they're rich and famous. Bro, no one is free from this right now, man. You got trolls. Like Q said, man, the rich, the famous, the people that, you know, kids might look up to, they going through it too. People bullying them. People trolls is on them joints. You know what I mean?
Which means they're doing a good job. Yeah. That's why they're rich and famous.
For sure.
Just think about it like that. All right, folks. We out. All right,
peace.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
All right. Good topic this time.
That was
a good topic. A deep
finally,
one.
I finally was able to tackle bullying, man.
That was a good one.
Manscaped. Stay fresh. Clean start. Head to toe. Finishing touch. Extra refinement. Bro, what did you bring me, man?
Man.
What is this?
All right, so the support for Mutu Q,
yes,
is brought to you by Manscaped.
Okay,
right, Manscaped. They are the men's grooming champions of the world, not just the city, Craig. The world,
the world.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Wow, you really mean the world?
Yeah, Manscaped. Because what they do is they offer a precision engineered. Yes.
Dope.
Grooming technology.
But I like to look rough, man. I don't touch my beard. I like to look a little rough.
What about
you know
from
what
the
mean?
Neck down, though?
Oh, yeah. From the neck down, we got to stay smooth,
like, when you
man.
Take your shirt off, it's going to look gotta, like you
have
a sweater.
You got to be smooth, man. You know what I mean?
Some people are like that. You know what I mean? And I like to feel silky smooth, you know?
Silky smooth, huh?
You know, like...
Silky smooth?
Yeah. Just for me. Just for me, you know?
Dope.
The way I feel, like, I want to be silky smooth from the neck down, so...
I'm going to give it a try, then. I'm going to give it a try, man.
So what it comes with is this set... Is a special thing. Now,
yes.
They just started in UAE.
Okay.
Okay. They just launched in the UAE, and this is the fourth generation of trimmers.
Okay.
Right? And the lawnmower 4.0. Mm. 4.0.
Mm.
Which means there's been many, many versions before that, but this is a 4.0.
Dope.
This one is... Dude, look at that. That looks...
Yeah, that look dope.
That looks pretty...
That look dope.
I think Manscaped is the Rolex of men's grooming.
Wow. Say no more.
Not Casio.
Say no more. I'm buying.
Rolex.
I'm in.
Okay, order. So this is the
give
nose
me your credit card. I'm ordering today.
Yeah. Yeah. So that it comes with this.
Nice.
We call this the weed whacker.
The weed whacker.
Okay. You know, because some people they'll be having like
this for the nose and the hair.
The ear trimmer in the ear. Man, I'll be seeing some people's ears, and I'm like, dang.
Yeah, you know, my grandfather from Cuba, he kind of had like that afro coming out of his
ears. Yeah, right.
And I'm actually following suit.
I'm right behind Allen Iverson.
I'm right behind him, so I'm glad.
Yeah. But then, no. The way it looks,
even the way it is modern. The weed whacker.
Yeah, the weed whacker.
That's dope, right there.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got in this box?
So the box comes with like.
Can I see
the crop reviver?
The crop reviver. Okay,
right? It's toner.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
And then you got the crop preserver.
The crop preserving.
Which is deodorant, not only for your armpits, but everywhere else, you know?
Dope.
Yeah.
What else we got in that box?
And here's the amazing part. Look how slick and slim that is. Honestly, when I first got this, I was like, where do I charge this at?
Facts.
But it comes with like a little charging dock that you just put it on and it charges it. Like the technology. I'm like, this got to be made by Koreans. My people had to make this.
Nice.
As nice as it looks, I know my people
made it. Check that out, man.
Yeah,
that looks dope.
That's nice. Oh, the camera's over there.
I try to play it off. Look, I did it slow. Yeah. Look, well, actually, it's three cameras in this room. Yeah. Korean. The Korean try to make us look like we don't make... It's a camera only, there, no, and it's a camera there. Say the camera, say the camera recording is over there. So, now, but you saw me try to play it off. When you said that, I did like this.
Yeah,
I was smooth with it. Smooth as Manscaped.
So this upgraded trimmer, right? This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function... on and off switch.
Okay.
So like you can actually travel with this. So if you click it three times,
yes,
it won't turn on while it's in the bag.
Dope.
So that's what's good about this.
Dope.
Right? Manscaped.
Manscaped.
And that name, man. They got it with the name.
Yeah, they doing their thing, man.
Amazing.
Marketing is amazing. I'ma try it out.
Yeah. So and then it's wireless charging too, by the way.
Wow.
Did I mention the wireless charging? For both the weed whacker and the lawnmower. This is called lawnmower.
Lawnmower 4.0. The names are killing me, bro.
Yeah, right.
Check them out. Y'all see it. We over here with it. Check it out.
Here's the best part of this.
Okay.
You get a 20% discount
if they
use the code MUTUQ.
MUTUQ, get your 20%
discount. 20%
discount
when you use MUTUQ at manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
And for our Saudi viewers, they just launched in UAE, which means they could deliver here tomorrow.
One day.
Bukra.
One day delivery. Bukra.
Right? That's tomorrow.
Bukra.
Right?
Bukra. He said Bukra. Bukra's did he just
tomorrow,
curse
right?
in Arabic?
Bukra.
Bukra. But I think he might have just cursed himself in Arabic.
No, I meant Bukra. Tomorrow. Bukra.
Bukra.